Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
Come on, give it up for Jesus today. Come on, Faith Church, you know the deal. Don't you love him? Wow, all the campuses look good. You can be seated. Look at your neighbor and say, you look so nice, I'm going to let you take me to Cracker Barrel when this is done. I'm just having a good time today talking about these Holy Ghost stories. Of course, this is the final week of that. And today, I kind of want to unpack some stuff that will help you receive your destiny. Oftentimes, the devil always tries to, well, first of all, how many of y'all believe in the devil? Raise your hand. Some people don't. The devil told you that, right? And so the enemy is always trying to keep you back from your destiny and think that God wouldn't speak to you. And so one of my goals at church is to make sure you understand that you don't have to talk to a priest. You can talk to God. He's your high priest. And it's nice to have people pray for you, but God speaks to you. And I want you to have this relationship with the Holy Spirit. The reason I showed you that little video was because I think they might even have my prayer log. I keep a journal. And the date of that is November 26, 2019. It goes through Fairview Heights, Illinois, and that's enough of that. There's some personal information in there. I don't want you to see all my sin. But I woke up early that morning. I was praying, and God began to speak to me. Now, first of all, the Holy Spirit speaks to you. I want you to shout that. The Holy Spirit speaks to me. And most of the time, like I said, he doesn't sound like Morgan Freeman. It's just going to be a still, small voice. But there'll be little signs, little breadcrumbs. And so I woke up, and I felt like God was telling me to pray about it. And then I went over there, and he spoke to me, Shiloh, which means meeting place with God. And as soon as I was heading over to Shiloh, Illinois, all of a sudden, now I'm driving there, and I come up to the first exit. And I hear the Lord say, stop. This is it. This is where your dad planted seeds years ago, and someday you'll start a church here. And I made a right, and there was a Babies R Us and a Toys R Us, and they were for lease. That made sense to me. I thought, oh, this is probably it. Now, it was on the opposite side of the highway because the movie theater that you're in right now, that was sitting there, but it was occupied. It wasn't available. Here's something you got to pay attention to. When God puts something in your heart, oftentimes there is time, and sometimes a long time. God's going to bring you your man, but it could be a while. And when you get him, you're like, I could have waited. Come on, somebody, right? But the Holy Spirit will give you stuff, but he gives it to you in little pieces. I was on the other side, and I was wrong, because that Babies R Us, guess what it is now? It's a big weed store. So today, when you're leaving church there at Fairview, you walk out, and you can get high over here or worship the Most High over here, and God did it, but it took time. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they'll not follow. But when we do what God wants us to do, it sets a domino effect into play. One triggers the next one. And I remember when that came in my heart, it took time, and I had to pray through it. And then there were setbacks, a lot of obstacles. Now, here's another thing. I want you to write this down. But the Bible says, without a vision, people perish, so you have to have a vision. To have provision, you have to have a vision. You have to say it, spray it, wheel it, deal it. There's something on the inside of you that God is going to have you birth, but you need to tell people. Because without telling people, it's like no accountability. Anybody ever decided to work out and lose weight, but you didn't tell anybody in case you changed your mind? Come on, liar, raise your hand. You've lived long enough, right? Remember when you were young and stupid, you told everybody, I'm vegan. You don't have to worry if people are vegan. They're going to tell you they're vegan, right? Everybody, I'm a meatitarian. Can I get an amen? So make the vision plain. Because I knew that in 2019, I began to say it and spray it here at church. Now I'm in Saint somewhere on vacation. I don't even know where I was. And I got a DM from somebody who said, Pastor David, I know that you said someday we'll have a church in Illinois. Today, on my way to work, I saw the old movie theater and they were putting up a for sale sign. As soon as the lady sent it to me, I don't know who she was, but I looked at the number and I called them. They said, yeah, it just came on the market. And I couldn't wait to get out of there. Number one, I was on vacation with my kids. It's very expensive. I was ready to go. Come on now. And I went back. As soon as I landed, I went over there to the building that you're in right now. And when I pulled in the parking lot, me and Ashton pulled in, a guy walked out. The door was open. I said, what do you do? He said, well, I was the manager, and so now they pay me just to come by periodically and check on it, make sure everything's fine. I said, can I take a tour? So this guy begins to take me into what is now going to be the church. Now, it was way after 2019. Then there was the setbacks in the negotiation. We came up and thought, well, this is the price we'll be at. And then a little guy named Elon Musk decided that it was going to be a Tesla dealership. But as fate would have it, their stock dove. They got scared. They backed out. And guess who won? You're sitting in it today. Come on, somebody. So number one, you have to have a vision. Everybody shout, you got to have a vision. So you got a word from God and you got a vision. Then you got to have provision. You got to say it, spray it, wheel it, deal it, make them feel it. But then if you make the vision very plain, you can run with it. But it's not going to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. Look at your neighbor and say, if it was easy to look this good, everybody would do it. Come on, right? This is Botox and a whole lot of face tan. So now think about this. How is God going to speak to you and through you? Here's a great scripture. Luke 5, verse 37 says this. And no one pours new wine into old wineskin, otherwise the new wine will burst the skins, and the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No new wine must be poured into new wineskins. In other words, God is saying in this metaphor, the way we respond to God needs to be pliable, flexible. Back then, we have Stanley cups today, but they would pour their wine and so on, and it would ferment into there, and if it got brittle and it got hard, it would crack and it would spill. Jesus is drawing this analogy because that was their Stanley cups of the day, and he said, hey, if you don't keep yourself supple, if you don't keep yourself tenderized towards the Holy Spirit, you'll leak, you'll crack, and you'll become, you know, I've been there, done that, cynical, not optimistic. But we need to keep our hearts pliable towards the Lord. And that's why you came to church today, to recalibrate your heart on a Sunday so you can regulate your life on Monday, unlike most people. Most people are knee-jerk reactors. How will I respond? Always have an idea in your mind the way you're going to respond. And that should be through renewing your mind through the Word of God. So if somebody, I hate this part of the Bible, but the Bible says, you know, if a person slaps you on the one cheek, turn the other. Remember this? I've told God before, I only have four. Come on, I'm running out right now, okay? All right, so I don't like that part, but that's premeditated. How are we going to respond when we're done wrong and we're going to do right? And then when you have the clear vision, knowing, like, I knew that God was going to give us a building right there on that exit. I just didn't know what building. We kind of had to sniff it out, and then the enemy came in and tried to knock it back. And then there's also things called tariffs, and things went crazy. And what we thought was going to be $5 to $6 million wound up being $13 million. You guys in Fairview Heights, you're expensive. Your elevator was $700,000. You guys need to start giving some money. Come on, somebody. We got to. It's a challenge. If it's easy, everybody would do it. But when you have a word from God, you keep the clear focus on God. And then here's a good thing that I like to do. I like to pray like everything depends on God. And I like to work, like everything depends on me. I'm not going to say, God, if it's your will. These girls do that sometimes, you know, or guys. Some guys like, God, send me a wife. God, I need a helpmate. It's like, you know what? You need to brush your teeth. Come on, somebody. My song for you is, you know that song? It's your breath in my lungs. It's your breath. If anybody ever offers you a tic-tac, don't go, oh, no, I'm good. No, if somebody offers you a cert, take it. Come on, that's a word from God to somebody. It's your breath. Okay, so work like everything depends on you. Pray like everything depends on God. And then have that new wineskin and say, God, I'm not going to respond the way I used to respond. I'm going to be supple. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to go to Growth Track. That happens at all campuses today. When you learn to connect with God, then you connect with people, you discover your purpose, and you make a difference. One of the key components to your success is found in the lives of other people. And the success of other people is found in how you obey God. I was at Whole Foods this week, eating from the bar there because Nicole doesn't cook. Come on, somebody, I got to do what I can do. And we were looking at the bar, and then all of a sudden I got a text. Ashton says, meet this girl, and she began to describe the life change that happened in this girl's life, that she hadn't been to church in 20 years because church people made fun of her, and they were mean to her because she got pregnant, and she felt terrible, and I was just at Whole Foods just kind of crying, looking at this, and I sent back a text and said, tell her God had us build that church for her. She said, That's so wild. That was a confirmation. Watch the Holy Ghost story. That was a confirmation, she said, because when I went back to church at Fairview Heights the other day and gave my life to Jesus, my mom said, God had that church. Build that church. See how it's just a confirming word? Raise your hand if that makes sense to you. In other words, you'll know it in here, and then you might hear a song on the radio. You might see something in a movie. You know, your clock struck 5:55 or 11:11. There was something. Anybody got something like a weird little, you don't want to tell people, but it's like, ooh, God's speaking to me? You're so quietly, you're like, I'm not telling anybody. But God confirms his word with signs following. So then, get this. Friday night, we're at our city, and there's places jam-packed. I mean, we had to start service 10 minutes late because they couldn't get in the parking lot. It was crazy, and I'm on the front row, right? And I'm on the front row, and I thought, oh, my gosh, there's that woman that I saw the video about. And Nicole had asked me to pray. I'm like, I don't want to pray. It's a women's event. She's like, no, go pray. So when I went to pray, I called that woman, and I want you to see her story. Check this out.
I was on stage worshiping. I was a worship leader, and I was going places, and then I got pregnant, and I didn't have a good support system, my family, my church. And so what happened was I got a lot of shame and depression. I felt like I was trash. I wasn't worthy anymore. And for 20 years, I was afraid to come to church, afraid to even sing again, anything. And then all of a sudden, on July the 6th, I got courage and I walked into Faith Church in Fairview Heights. And here I am today. Here I am.
Come on, give it up for her.
Come on, is that a beautiful story? I said, is that a beautiful story? I said, is that a wonderful Jesus story? A woman's crying. She found her tribe. I guarantee you Fairview Heights is going crazy right now because she's there. She's leading worship. Now let's pause. What if in 2019? I would have said, I don't want to go over there. You know what's worse than having one church? Having eight of them. You know what's worse than having one football field to park a lot to pave? Having eight of them to pave. You know what's worse than having one air unit that costs $100,000? It's having 38 of them that cost $100,000. But where God guides, he provides. If it's God's will, it's God's bill. So we got to keep our heart tender because I'm 56, and I know what you're thinking. Oh, my gosh, you don't look a day over 55. Thank you. But at 56, most preachers say, I don't want to keep building. Why don't we just rest on our laurels? Why don't we just play it safe? Why don't we just let money pile up in the bank and make sure everything's taken care of and there's no pressure? No. As long as the bank keeps giving me money, I keep signing my name. When I went to bed last night, I guaranteed that we'd pay back $19 million. You say, how are we going to do it? That's what I want to talk to you about. Come on, somebody. Aren't you glad you're part of God's dream? Changing that girl's life. Yeah. So see what I'm saying? You got to get your heart right. If your heart's right, even if your head's wrong, even if fear comes, it's never going to happen, there's confirming words that God will give you. Ezekiel, check this out. Ezekiel 36:26. I will give you a new heart. You prayed that prayer today and you received Jesus. I will give you a new heart, and I will put a new spirit in you, and I will remove from you the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. God said he's going to give you a new heart. That doesn't mean the blood pump. It means the tenderized version of who you're supposed to be. Down deep, most people are good. There's a guy at our church. I mentioned his name, but he's. I don't want you to Google it, the guy. He's a bad guy. He owns a lot of casinos and all kinds of things. And he, like him and Trump are always suing each other all the time. He's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. And he's at church every Sunday. And this guy is shrewd, and he owns a lot of things, and he's really, really rough. And then I was just nice to the guy, and he kept watching on TV, and he started coming to church. And then he came to the high school for about 5 years, and finally got from 5 girlfriends to 2. Come on, this improvement, and then down to 1. He's so proud of himself. And I watched that guy who's always start coming to church all the time, given his life to Jesus. And now I cannot go to eat with the guy that he doesn't tell everybody everywhere about his church. And people always say his name. You go to church? They can't even believe this. And I look and say, I can't either. I mean, I promise you, I never thought this guy would come to church every Sunday. Whether I'm on video or I'm there, whatever it is, he's always there. His heart got changed. Don't give up on people, because God's not going to give up on people. But if we do what we're supposed to do, maybe after 20 years, see what I'm saying? The woman walks in and she gets her hope back. She gets her dream back. She gets her gift back. And I'm here to prophesy to you that it ain't over till it's over. And it's not over. The Holy Ghost is going to lead you, going to guide you, and you're going to be at the right place at the right time. Give God praise today in his house. Yeah, man. Give you a new heart. Everybody shout, a new heart. I wrote down a few things that I should have put them on the screen for you, but if you're a note taker, write it down. By the way, the shortest pencil is better than the longest memory. Here's some things I think you could do to make sure that your heart stays supple. Does your calendar show faithfulness to God? Number two, does your checkbook show it? Put your money where your mouth is. If we don't honor God, God can't honor us. On a big church like this, I bet a lot of people give. And you're right, certain people give. But about 80% of the people don't give. And that's fine, because there's a percentage of the people who really, they go all in. But the sad part is they get really blessed, and then these other people don't. Because the Bible talks about when you give, it'll be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. It works in all categories. Just try it today when you're in traffic. Just drive down the road and wave at somebody. They'll wave back. Try other fingers and gestures and see what you get. When you give it, you get it, okay? Number three, how's your Bible reading? Is your Bible marked up? And I like real reading out of real Bibles and mark them up. Now, I'm not trying to press you. I'm trying to press upon you that when I'm on my phone and I'm reading my Bible, I'll get a text, zoop. And the next thing you know, I'm looking at something, I'm looking at a link. Now I'm down 10 series into what the Kardashians look like today. You understand? Like, what? I'm going to try it over here. Anybody ever went down a rabbit trail and realized, I don't have time to pray now, God? Apparently TikTok stole this from me. So get in the Word. Because when you get in the Bible, you start renewing your mind. And then eventually you'll wake up one day and you'll realize, oh my gosh, God has carried away my sin. Jesus has taken away my shame, and there's hope that if I do what I'm supposed to do, God can do what he's supposed to do, and it's going to trigger something in somebody else's life. What you do matters. You're a leader. Well, could have fooled me. I'm not a leader. Who are you leading? You're leading yourself. You came to church today. You went into Weldon. You went into Fairview. You went into Ferguson. You went into whatever campus you are, you got up and brushed your teeth or soaked your dentures. You combed your hair. You put on your lashes. You put on all kinds of stuff, extensions, a girdle. Come on, somebody. High heels, because you were looking for your Boaz, right? You're leading yourself. Or you give up because somebody said something that triggered something in you that you're no good. When those church people said that to her, it's our job, guys, this week. Your job is to go out when you leave church and tell everybody about somebody who could take a nobody somebody. And I'm here to tell you that's what we're supposed to do. We're most like Jesus when we're bringing people to him. We're sharing our faith. And we're inviting people to church. Those are some good questions to ask yourself. There's a slide I want to put up. If we're growing, we're always going to be out of our comfort zone. If we're growing, we're always going to be, oh my gosh, I can't, in my case, build that church. You start that other business. It's uncomfortable. But when you get comfortable, you get lethargic, and you get to thinking, oh man, and then you just get kind of lazy. Anybody ever laid on the couch? You didn't feel that bad, but you just laid down on the couch, and you laid there so long, you started feeling kind of crappy. And then all of a sudden now, you're like, I don't even have energy to do anything. Anybody ever on a good day got up and you're like, man, I'm going to get up this morning, I'm going to have my coffee, then I'm going to walk, and then I'm going to read, and then by the time 11 o'clock came on, you're like, my gosh, I'm Tony Robbins. Come on, raise your hand. You know what I'm saying? Because you're like, I'm in charge of me. I got this. And you start getting judgmental on other people that are sitting around. You're like, lazy slob, I got up early. It's only one day in a row that I've done this, but I mean, hey. So if we're growing, we're always going to be out of our comfort zone. But when we grow, again, there will be signs. I got a little video. There's at our church, there's a There's a guy that owns a place called The Biscuit Joint. Now I want to play this video. It's kind of interesting. It's on my Instagram.
This is an amazing spot. It's called The Biscuit Joint. Guys at church every Sunday. I've never eaten here, but I told him I would someday. Let's do this. Oh my gosh, I know everybody from church. Brihi, how are you? You're going to be on my Instagram. Come on, I told you I was coming in. Can I touch you? We've been there.
I'm good.
Whoa.
I'm making that for myself.
You're making it for yourself. How about you give that to the Lord?
Okay, give it up for Elliot and that biscuit. I want that biscuit today. Stand up, Elliot. Let's see you. Wave it. The best biscuit maker in St. Louis, okay? Okay. He's sitting there forever. So he always sits here, and then that girl that I walked in to high-five me, she started coming because she's in med school, and then she started going to his biscuit joint. She was from Houston. She found family at the biscuit joint. Elliot Davis brings Ella to church. Ella starts bringing her Bible. Starts sitting over there all the time. I saw her Tuesday night when I was preaching. And so she starts to experience life. She had asked God, God, can you send some people today to pray for me? I'm having a rough day. I've always wanted to go to the biscuit place. I've always dreamed to go in the biscuit place. I'm dreaming of it right now, going to the biscuit place. And when I walked in, I Instagrammed most of my life. I walk in and there she is. Then now time passes. And then at the end she says, it's so wild. Because I asked God to give me encouragement today, and God sent Bree, the one little girl in the pink. So she's always up here. Anybody recognize her? She's like, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you. If you could use additional prayer here and here, she's just great at it, right? And so now she sees that as a sign, and then lo and behold, if I don't walk in, she sees, oh my gosh. And then where I go, goodness and mercy follows me because Ashton was there and Mama was there. So that girl got all the prayers that she wanted and even more. And we got a biscuit. That's a Holy Ghost story. It was a sign to her that God cared for her. Let's go back to Elliot. When God puts it on his heart during COVID to start the biscuit place, if he hadn't started the biscuit place, Ella wouldn't have been able to have the family. See what I'm saying? Wouldn't have gotten to church. And then now there's a line around the block to get the biscuit place. And then here's what I'm saying about comfort. Because his heart's towards the Lord. I was thinking about this, Elliot. I was like, why is it every Sunday I see you at church? You would think on a Sunday morning would be a great time to sell biscuits. But he prioritized God just like Chick-fil-A prioritizes God. See what I'm saying right now? And he's selling plenty of biscuits. Because once you have those biscuits, it's like crack. You're going back. Holy Ghost stories. He said, Pastor David, can I take you across the street? We're starting another restaurant. Yeah. He said, I'd like you to bless it. So we walk across the street. It's the most beautiful restaurant. And he said, hey, watch this. This is what I'm talking about, the God winks. This is what I'm talking about, the Holy Spirit leading you. He said, ironically enough, this place, because my mom and dad do all the mother modeling stuff, and they used to use this space as modeling. Isn't that weird? Isn't that a coincidence? Isn't that just wild? Or isn't that a Holy Ghost story? Then he takes me over to some of the tables and he said, see this table right here? He said, my mom used to cook. I don't think she does anymore. He said, she used to cook. So she cooked all the time. She said, we didn't have any money and we believed God and God gave us this table. And so when we got this table, my mom had us lay under this wood table and we wrote all of our names on it and how special it was. And now in the special restaurant, in the special room, we have the special table honoring what God did, taking a family who had nothing to bringing them to here. And he said, there'll be a big plaque on the wall explaining the God story behind this story. Somebody ought to give God praise today. What you do matters, Mom. When you have them right on the table, it matters. Because now he has legacy. Legacy. Everybody shout that with me. What? Legacy. There's legacy there because the mom and dad honored God. I got so many scriptures, and I feel like a mosquito at a nudist colony. I don't know where to bite. So much. Okay, this will be probably the good one for you. John 4:23 says, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Read this last part with me. The Father seeketh such to worship. God's looking. God said, who's going to worship me? Who's going to worship me and allow me to give them an idea to start that business? Who's going to worship me and make that difference that allows that woman to come to church? And just so you know, I was part of the original, you know, piece of that. But if it hadn't been for all the dream teamers and if it hadn't been for all the people, I'm like that little turtle on the pole. You know, I love that. It's on a fence post. You see the turtle and the caption says, I didn't get up here by myself. This is a team. When the team works, the dream works. That's why I'm trying to get you more involved in church, because when you get more involved in church and you honor God, God said, I'm seeking that. And when you're seeking God and he's seeking you, he puts his super on your natural, and you just wind up being at the coolest spots, having the most exciting life. I wouldn't trade my life for anybody's life. I want to live so long. That's why I take peptides. I take vitamins. I work out. I do everything I can. I want to live here because I want to live five lifetimes. I want to live so long. My friends in heaven think, I guess he didn't make it. Your life can be that way too. Get full of the word. Get involved in church. Make your life about other people. And when you do that, you're going to feel better about you. Raise your hand if that makes sense to you. Sure it does. You're smart. God's seeking worshipers like that. So when you worship God, when you begin to honor God, then you have what I would call Godfidence, that God will do it for you. I know God likes me. I know I disappoint God. But I have a revelation that his grace is sufficient for me. And so I try to do the best that I can. But because of the legacy of wax that's built up in my life, it's made a difference. When I was talking about his legacy and his mom's table, somebody told me last night, they said, hey, that pulpit has mildew on it. And I said, no, that's wax. I forgot to address it. Almost forgot again. This was in my dad's prayer room at the church. And it had a menorah on it. And it had candles. And the candles just leaked over for years and years. I'm talking, there was a mound all the way up to here. We had to bust it all loose when we sold the church and moved away. But I kept this for years because it was a sign to me of the prayers that my dad and his church prayed so that we could live in the churches that we have today. So see, the legacy is just that. It's like the legs we see holding up what is really going on underneath the scene. I have a question here at all campuses. How many of y'all had a grandma, a mom, an auntie, somebody prayed for you, and they were a good representation of Jesus in your life? Come on, raise your hand. I want to see it, okay? Now you be that. You represent God. I love this thing because it represents my dad. It represents the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And that gives me confidence knowing that if God used them and got them here, God picked us for now. Times are tough. There's a government shutdown. We've went through Y2K. We've went through COVID. Now there's a new thing they're probably going to tell us soon. Octomagacta maguliati. And we could get a shot if we get rid of that. Okay? There's something coming. And if you watch the news and you're affected by the world instead of the word, you'll go, oh, man, I definitely don't want to get that. What is that? But when you know that you've been covered, my sins are covered by your grace. Then you come to church, you're hearing the word, you're going through growth track, you should do that today. And then you say, I wanna get involved. Then when something comes, you go, well, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Now, why in the world would that bother me? That doesn't affect me. Do you know who I am? I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm a son or a daughter of the Most High God. God is not done with me. He's not finished with me. It's taken a little bit of time between 2019 and 2025, but we're there. Tesla's not there. We got it. Who can outsmart Elon? He's a pretty smart guy. Apparently God can. God said, hey, and I'm fine with there being a weed store on the other side, and I want to talk about that for a minute. I watch a lot. I've got a front row seat to a lot of people that now that marijuana is legal, people go, oh, it's legal. Before that, people are like, hey, God made it, man. God did it. I want to say that it's a gateway drug that is ruining a lot of relationships because there's some guys and girls that are just sitting on a couch, drugged out of their mind, and that is the plan of the enemy. You know what you want to be right now? You want to be very alert, very responsive, and so full of vitality and life and sap that you don't need gummies. Come on, somebody. You don't need a brownie. You need God. Give God praise today. So stay out of the weed store. All right, one last scripture, and I got to go, okay? Mark 11, verse 23. You can stand on this promise. For verily I say unto you, not your neighbor, unto you, that whatsoever you shall say unto the mountain, whosoever, that's you, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and not doubt in their heart, but believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and you will have them. So today, you came to church, you heard the word of God. You got that dream to do whatever it is. In his case, it was the biscuit joint. Whatever your thing is, use this verse, screenshot it, put it on your phone. Instead of just that picture of you looking good with your duck lips and your yoga pants. Come on, somebody, we already know that. Put the scripture on there and go, wait a minute. Every time I pick up my phone, I'm going to say, God, whatever I ask the Father in the name of Jesus, he's going to give it to me. God, whatever I bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever I loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. God, I'm thanking you today, and I'm praising you in advance that you're going to work all things together for my good. And then that, the story that I'm pulling today is from 2019, and we're living in it today. It's not all done. The parking lot needs resurfaced. It's $350,000 to redo the parking lot. We don't have the money to do it right now. And I want to say this to Fairview Heights community and the mayor and everyone. They gave us an extension to the spring. Can we give it up to them for being so nice to give it an extension to the spring? But, hey, we don't need it now. We need it in the spring. The city wants it now. But the city was nice and they gave us some time. I say that to say it's not easy. It's hard. It's weighty. But it's worth it. It's hard and it's weighty, but it's worth it. When you see Melissa's story and you heard her story, how many of y'all felt pretty good about yourself helping with tithe and offerings and go, man, there's one life that we changed. And trust me, there's thousands we could show. We just spotlighted that one today because it's a Holy Ghost story in your life. Everybody stand with me right now, and I want to pray for you at every campus. And this is, by the way, not a time where we leave. Church isn't that long. I always like to wait for you to leave until the pastor, campus pastor, comes up and prays, because it's just rude unless you have an emergency. Life is short. People matter. And what you do in prioritizing God leaves that legacy, the note under the table for your kids. Your kids are not going to do what you say. How many of y'all know that? You didn't do what your parents said either, right? But they do what you do. So today, I want you to do two things. One, you to stay to the end of the service. Two, if you haven't filled out this Connect card today, I want you to do it, because this week we're going to call you back. We're going to pray with you about whatever it is at the end of this series, whatever you're going through. Because again, life's ticking by. And what you do for Jesus really matters. How quick you take charge of your life really matters. Stretch your hands toward me today. God, I pray right now that you move in and out every row and up and down every aisle. That you let the oppressed go free. God, I thank you today that the Holy Spirit has spoken through his word, and dreams have been reignited, and fires have been rekindled, and marriages have been restored, and hopes have come alive today because we're honoring you in this house. God, I pray over them that no weapon formed against them, including them, will prosper. I say today that they're blessed, they're favored, they're strong, they're courageous, they're making a difference in somebody else's life. Somebody made a difference so they could have their life changed, and we've received that. God, from this moment forward, we're going to win souls. We're going to bring people. We're going to stir up the fan the flames on the inside of us once and for all. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise.